With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's
On the last episode, a confrontation with Jackson resulted in the death of Empress Slug. But, to everyone's surprise, Jackson's consciousness leapt into another body and boarded the escape ship. Some quick thinking ensured that the ship did not leave unscathed, but some slow thinking separated the party once again. And with the clock ticking and the end in sight, it's anyone's guess how this will all end.
Okay, Muckmouth and Sweetums engage the hyperdrive. It's pretty quick, this one. And in fact, maybe because, you know, you do a hyper jump, you stop for a bit, you refuel, you do another hyper jump. And maybe in one of the stops, you can see the of the Emperor Slug ship kind of casually, awkwardly making its way through space. In the cockpit, you and New Ape Joel are just, look, you're making distance. Everybody else seems to know where you're going. Maybe at some point a worm boy comes in and he's like, I rule this ship now. And you kind of get the idea that maybe that's Jackson, who's gotten rid of the body of Dickhead somewhere along the way so that he can command the ship properly. You can do anything about it?
Hey, does anyone have a multi-tool? I just need to repair this. My controls are a bit jammed. I just need a multi-tool to loosen it.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows?
I'm so sorry.
No, it's got a multi-tool.
The worm boy who's now running the ship is like, no.
Okay.
Those things are dangerous, didn't you hear?
No,
didn't
what
no
happened?
One tell you? They blow up the whole damn place.
What?
Yeah, no. Man. They put a bomb on that. And I get that that's good for some machines, but most machines, most instances, that's just dangerous. Kids could get that, you know?
Yeah, Yeah, that's weird. They never looked into that, hey.
I suppose.
Anyway, can you just look at this panel then?
I'm kind of running the ship. You could get someone else to do
no,
it.
No. Just come here for a second. You know this ship better than everyone. You're running this ship.
You see this worm boy's eyes narrow.
Come here. Look, it's broken, and without a multi-tool, I can't fix it.
Oh, yeah, without a multi-tool, can't fix it. Won't be fixed. Worm boy's eyes continue
to look between the two. Such two convincing liars.
So, can you tell me a bit about how the ship runs? What's it fueled by?
Fucking nothing at the moment, because fucking some idiot just cut our ship in half and you won't look at this panel.
What's it normally fueled by? I'm just
fucking
curious.
Fucking fuel. Why are you asking me stupid questions?
You, other mate, other guy, what's it fueled by? Oh, it's fueled by these crystals that you can find somewhere? I grow them?
That does sound like one of my lies.
I have a farm full of them.
Don't you know
I got heaps of them? Did you not know that?
Well, you're a bloody bit of a deal, aren't you? Anyway, come look at my panel.
The worm boy pulls out a spear and just drives it in the back of the body that New Ape Joel was possessing. True. New Ape Joel nearly doesn't get hit. But then you watch as the laser spear skips off the top of his head. And on the Ascension Millennium, New Ape Joel.
Oh, no.
What?
He figured it out. Such a good lie.
Can you go back in there?
No, you think you've hyper-jumped too far away. He turns on you.
What? What'd you kill him for?
His eyes are narrow. I think he was a traitor.
Shit.
Yeah, it's fucked. All right.
That is fucked.
The worm boy sits back down. Jackson sits back down.
All right.
Worm boy, leader, glorious. Sorry, I know you're in charge of the ship, but you never actually said, but captain?
Yeah. Yeah, captain.
Happy with captain?
Captain James.
All right, Captain James.
Yeah.
You just killed my friend, and I just found out he's a traitor.
Well, he's a traitor to the...
Yeah, that's fucked. Do you mind if I just go to the bathroom to maybe cry a bit?
Yeah, sure, man, of course.
Thank you.
Hey, good on you for expressing your emotions, yeah, man. Look, that's cool.
It's important. And...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Especially you lose a friend like that.
Yeah, that's fucked. I can't believe it was a traitor.
Oh, fuck, man.
That's fucked. Anyway, I'll be back in a second.
All right. You go to the bathroom, or you go into the ship, the rest of the Emperor Slug ship.
Does anyone have a multi-tool?
Yeah. Somebody's like, oh, yeah, of course.
It's yeah, can I just borrow that for a second?
Sure, man.
I go into the bathroom.
Rightio. In the bathroom? With
You'll
your
never,
multi-tool?
Never, never guess what I do with the multi-tool.
Set it to bomb.
Set it to bomb. Put it in the toilet.
Uh-huh.
Sit on the toilet.
You wake up in your body.
Got him.
You don't know. You can't see an explosion. Mm-hmm. You're several hyper jumps ahead.
What?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Okay, eventually you guys find yourselves at what seems like a very... like hidden away spaceship. Maybe you arrive in like an empty section of space, but then what's that face?
We have a multi-tool.
They did.
The ship's blowed up.
You're in an empty section of space. But then maybe Bitch Hippo's like, you just need to like angle your ship like this or turn on these particular pieces of equipment on the ship, and then suddenly revealed in front of you is kind of looks like a central sphere of like a space station. And then surrounding that sphere is a sort of ring with connections into the middle of the sphere. Sort of like, imagine a donut, basically.
Yep. That's
what we're talking about, with something in the center. Bitch Hippo, you can see the fever in his eyes. That's it.
Yeah.
That's where they keep the key contained.
Oh.
I don't know how we'll get in, though, because none of us are Neonites.
Fair enough.
It might be difficult.
Oh, Bitch Hippo, do we need these crystals? Like, give one. Are they useful?
Not anymore. We found it.
Hey, Mark Mouth.
Yes?
Yeah, you can pay your dad off.
Oh! That's pretty good. Dino, fuck, will I survive? But thank you. If I do, I guess I'll use this.
Yeah, that's
she
neat.
Puts it in her big coat pocket of her vest or whatever.
If we can get someone. All right, we get close enough and see someone, I reckon we got this.
All it takes is seeing a person. All right. Mark
Let's just fly close. See if we get in the vid screen or something.
Mark Mouth just starts kind of like, what do you call it? Buzzing it, basically. Yeah. She flies close, sees if it alerts anyone, flies close, and eventually, maybe not even after much time at all, a screen comes on. It's a kind of maybe a bright red alien with two pointy little like antennae. Who's there?
Hey, it's your good friend.
Shit. Fire on them. He seems like he's commanding people off screen.
Great orator. Good friends.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Best mates.
Yeah. Can you let us in?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
You get closer, a small screen opens, and you're able to slide your plane, the Essential Millennium, right on in. You're in another hangar. This place has kind of got this like low hum to it. Your skin crackles as you exit the Ascension Millennium. That tug, that familiar tug, is palpating through your body. You can kind of almost sense a direction with it.
Right. I think it's this way.
Rightio. As you're approaching, there's like a behind you. You can kind of see at the back of the hangar into space. There's this woof sound, and you can see the destroyed, broken remnants of the Emperor Slug ship coming into visibility. It is fucking wrecked. Imagine, like, you know that classic gag where somebody lights a cigar that explodes at the end and peels backwards? That's what it looks like. It begins limping toward this particular space station where
can
they
you
keep
put
the key.
Vid screen back on quickly, Muckmouth?
Muckmouth's like, yeah.
She clicks it on.
Yeah, make sure you shoot down that ship. It's coming this way.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
The bad news.
Radio, lasers begin to be fired from the space station towards the Emperor Slug ship. An incredible space battle is happening behind you as you, I assume, just enter into the rest of the space station.
100%, yes.
Yep.
Radio, you're going to...
follow that tug.
Radio, you... like, occasionally you encounter, you know, various Neonites, but every time you do, you're like, oh, hey. They're like, oh, yeah, hey, cool. You grand aura to them. You jump into them. You're kind of like, it's old hat to you at this point, making your way past guards.
Like, oh, shoot him. Yeah. Fantastic. Give me a weapon. Shoot right, you. Done. Collect that key. Sick. Next one.
Those of you that you don't grand aura or mind meld with, like, or shot by Muckmouth or engulfed by Kielbasa or sadly electrocuted by the little shock. And eventually you find your way, you assume you've been going around the outside of the space station, and you turn a corner and you feel like you're going on one of those connecting tubes between the outside ring and the inside sphere. That tug is just, like, it's unimaginable. The feeling of familiarity, of longing that is coming from your chests. And eventually... you walk your way into the central sphere, and you can see that there's this giant glass, I suppose sphere as well, like a containment sphere. And inside is that same glowing green vapor that you saw coming out of the Neonites.
Huh.
There's a lot of Neonites around monitoring it, it seems like. And there's also a line of people who are in the process of, they sit in a chair, a little bit of the vapor gets like injected into them. And then they get up and they leave and maybe they test their powers a little bit and they can, you know, use the power of the key.
Hmm. Okay.
Bitch Hippo's like, there it is.
There it is.
The key. There's about 50 people in this room all up.
Cool.
What's your plan?
Cool.
The tug is, and the familiarity is almost insurmountable. There's also clearly a place up a couple of flights of stairs where you can kind of like, there's like a control panel and a way to sort of properly engage with it.
Okay.
What's your plan?
Can we, how have we been seen?
No, not currently. You're kind of like all in a corridor looking around. Behind you is just devastation.
That doesn't sound like us.
Ape Joel and new Ape Joel.
Yes.
Yeah.
See that thing up the top there in the second story?
You can see it. There's a kind of like little sort of control panel.
Do you reckon you guys could get up there, get some Neonites and like... open up the containment, maybe?
Yep, easy. Drop.
Easy. Drop.
Thump. The two of you are now in the bodies of Neonites, and you're in, say, like a large kind of like hulking alien, and a new Ape Joel is in maybe a little gray, and you're at this large control panel. You can almost see the vapor swirling around to kind of like look at you is what it feels like. It all kind of like coalesces on the inside of the glass containment sphere. There's a lot of controls in front of you. You don't know what any of them do.
Is it, how many Neonites are around?
Up there, there's maybe another like 8.
Fuck.
There's a lot.
Cool. What does a Neonite, like what do I have on my persons?
You've got a neon sword on your back.
Mm-hmm.
It says maybe live titties. You're wearing like a robe.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, not much.
Hmm.
Neon swords tend to do them pretty good.
Yeah. Fuck. Well, so looking at the keyboard, there's no clear just like open button.
Not really. It seems more like a computer that you might have to enter code into rather than a big red open button.
All right, well, he figures that out. Yep. All right, lads, everyone, just stand back a bit. I'm just going to go in for a second. I don't want you near me in case something happens.
Fair enough. Everybody kind of like backs up.
Yeah, take these two dickheads with you.
Cool.
All right, I'm just going to start walking in and maybe great aura to like the head scientist or whatever. Like, hey, man, how you going? I believe I'm meant to be in the front of the queue.
Radio, you enter in and like... you can see, maybe it's hard to find the head scientist, but there seems to be somebody coordinating the queue of people getting key powers. And you say that to him, and he's like, that's right. Of course. Please, to the front of the queue.
Ah, thank you so much.
Please, move out of the way. You can see that the people who are about to get key powers are like, this ain't fucking right. But they're allowing it to happen because he's their superior. You enter the front of the queue, you watch as somebody sits down and has the key injected into their body. That person gets up, and they can telekinetically move stuff. They're... quite pleased with it. He's like, all right, take a seat.
Cool. Hey, hang on. So how close am I to the key?
You're pretty close. You can kind of see there's like a chair in front of you and then these tubes coming from the chair, from the big containment sphere, which is basically right above the chair, down into syringes that are meant to inject it into a person's arms.
Grab my
neon sign sword,
swipe up in the arm, and as I do, hit the guy who I was great orating. Just like, whoop, bang.
So are you trying to cut the containment sphere? Or
yeah.
Yep, cool.
And a man.
If I can.
Your neon sign sword doesn't seem to be able to cut through the glass. It glances off that, but you do bring it down very pleasantly in the man's head. It slices him down the middle. The other neonites, the queue of people that were about to become neonites that and the queue of people planned. Afterwards all turn around at you and are like, oi! You're about to engage in some rough combat, Sam. A lot of people are about to die.
My finger slipped.
All right, let's go to initiative. Because
I can see all this, right?
Yeah. You're up there being like, how do I do this?
All of a sudden, shing!
I thought I had a key to everything. I didn't.
Radio, Ape Joel, you're first. You watch as that happens.
And the other neonites obviously run down to try and fight, I guess. I like shrug and just stab the keyboard with my neon sword. See what happens.
Best move in the game.
Just look. The glass has clearly been designed so that neon swords cannot break it. But the control panel that operates the glass has not. A powerful electric shock comes out, electrocutes your body. You're like an ape again. All the lights go off and you can hear a kind of sound. Seems like something's opening. You can also all hear the sounds of destruction from somewhere else in the space station. Something's coming.
Oh.
Radio. Also, Joel, you are surrounded by neonites and soon-to-be neonites, yeah?
What's the status of New Ape Joel?
New Ape Joel, you don't know. You're down in your ape body.
Oh, okay, so he didn't.
You assume he's up there somewhere. Okay.
Well, I know what I would do in this situation. I hope he does the same thing.
So I'm near those injection things?
Yeah.
They're still plugged in?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and stab myself with the key. See what happens.
You jam your wrist onto the syringe and then jam your wrist onto the other one. You feel it, that same like feeling you got when you were
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
When the gas went up your giant, goes throughout your body. You maybe try to make a movement. You feel like you got telekinesis.
Oh,
you bowl sick. A whole bunch of soon-to-be neonites over.
Excellent.
Radio. Your allies rush in. Muckmouth, Kielbasa, even Little Shock seems like invigorated by one final grand piece of combat, and they enter into the sphere as well, into the room with the sphere in it. Muckmouth is ducking behind Kielbasa and Muckmouth back to back, shooting at some neonites that are trying to attack them. Little Shock and Woo. Maybe even Little Shock is like inside Woo and keeps leaping out and zapping his sad electricity and then going back. He's pitch black now. So.
At least now he's in his wife.
Look.
Finally.
He's finally in his wife. The balls are just rolling around. They're just balls. But it seems
they're doing something.
It seems like everybody is engaging in this piece of, in this battle.
Fuck yeah.
Even old mate Dracula.
Even old mate Dracula is like sucking. It seems like maybe as he sucks the blood out, he gets a couple of key powers. Dracula is, you can see this is like Dracula's last stand, but it's.
He's having a good
with
time.
With gusto, he is enjoying eating the various neonites and sampling the blood. He's been living on fucking mass-produced swine man blood sacks for the last who knows how long. He's very happy to be drinking some real blood. And then finally, from the entrance that you guys came through, which by now you're so engulfed in the fight that you're not even close to it anymore, you can see Grand Emperor. It looks like one of the neonites that you saw. It's your mate, the one you were chatting to. Red with red feelers. He bursts in with his sword out, and he begins rushing towards the key. He's covered in blood and gore. It seems like whatever worm boys he's encountered on the way, not worm boys, whatever neonites he's encountered on the way, he might have slaughtered.
I'm going to try and telekinetically stop him.
How do you? You manage to pick him up and kind of hold him in the sky, but it's a struggle, and you can only fight with one hand.
That's
with
all
your
right.
sign sword.
I want to try and slam him down.
Radio, we've got an ape Joel. Ape Joel, what are you doing? You're in your ape body again. You can all hear the... Seems like something's opening. Sounds like it's coming from the glass containment sphere.
I guess I'll probably run into battle and help out.
Radio, I'm going to say you just run into battle, grab two neonites by the head. Oh, you got human arms, but it doesn't even seem to matter. You grab them with your powerful human arms and just squish their heads.
Well, I was going to say, maybe I just grab them and slam them onto my horns.
Oh, yeah, true. Now two heads piled on your horns.
That's good.
Bodies dangling on either side. You join the fray. Hey, Joel, you slam down.
I'm going to try and slam him down.
What are you? You bring, try and slam down... this neonite, this bright red neonite. And as you bring him close to the ground, he puts up his hand and kind of uses his telekinesis to stop himself from hitting. It seems like you're engaged in a kind of psychic battle of telekinesis.
Of course.
A classic situation, you know?
Classic one.
In fact, maybe he brings you up.
Yeah.
The two of you are floating above the battle, holding each other aloft.
It's going to be like, Jackson?
Yeah?
What's the plan here?
I'm on the off foot. You can see down in the battle that, again, Dracula is consuming neonites by the bloody toothful. Kielbasa and Markmouth, they're fighting as well. Same, it's kind of just carrying on down there. Jackson tries to slam you into the ground. He does. You collapse into the ground. Like, you lose your grip on him, so he falls as well. But it seems like you took more damage.
Ow.
Where's New Ape Joel? What's he up to?
New Ape Joel. Maybe you can see, maybe at this point in the fight, maybe you could even see while you were hovering. New Ape Joel is just frantically moving the controls. He's trying to open it further. And it seems like he's hit on a winner.
Oh.
He pulls the lever and, like, I don't know, twists a knob at the same time, and that sound you've been hearing gets a lot smoother and a lot gentler, and there's like a, and that vapor fills the entire room. And then a voice appears in your head. Finally. Boys. Thank you, for the love of God.
Nikki!
My love, Nikki.
All right. You gotta stop Jackson. Right? I, it's a long time to explain, but if he gets a hold of me, if he contains me, it's not going to be good for the world, all right?
The universe?
The universe, whatever. I've been in a cage. I've been these fucks for the last who knows how long.
You're free now, Mickey.
Well, I'm still contained in the space station, and I want to help you as best I can.
What's the plan?
I'm a bit omnipotent now.
Cool.
Right.
Sweet.
But it's limited. So I reckon I can probably get rid of Jackson if you can get him into my center.
All right.
Somehow. But, and this is the rough bit, I'm going to explode. I'm going to destroy this whole space station and everyone in it. Right? Nanobots or no nanobots, boys, this might be it.
Sick. Finally.
I figured that Finally. Might be your reaction.
Rough. I'm waiting for the bad news.
And the bad news?
Right. Yeah, well, look, fair. Frankly, I'm looking forward to it as well. I was a boy, then a man, then a bodyguard, then a car, then a bus,
now
then a man again, then a bit of a Sasquatch, then a man, then you left. Then I was a god for a little bit, then a dog. I became so many things that I became this.
That's all right. All right, so he's a miss. What's the miss? Is that part of him as well?
That's me.
And we got to get to you?
Yeah, in right. the center, in my core. If you right. can get if you can get Jackson in there, I can take him out for good.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Mickey, get in my giant. We're heading to you!
Mickey goes in your giant and in your mouth. He possesses you, I guess. You've never felt more powerful. What's your plan?
Right. I'm going to try and push all our mates into the towards the Ascension Millennium.
All right.
You're like,
get out of here.
Get out of here if you want to live.
Radio, you feel, again, you've never felt more powerful. With one mighty sweep of your hand, you can pick up everybody. Muckmouth, Kielbasa, Woo, Broken Balls and Balls. Old Dracula, who has like a neonite drop like hanging from his teeth. And you push them through the corridor. Maybe you're even so strong that you just push them through the wall of the spaceship towards where you think the Ascension Millennium is. Ape Joel? Jackson is just gets up from the ground. He's again, he's that red neonite, big sign sword, live titties. No, he says. I gotta get the key. I'm going to make this whole world a dinosaur park. An entire dinosaur universe where everyone, doesn't matter where they're from, can come and see. And everybody and everything is a dinosaur. That's how I'm going to do it. He begins running towards the key.
Isn't Mickey the key?
Yep.
All right. I'll help him. Just like lift him up. Whoop.
There you go, Jackson.
Straight into the core.
Jackson, making a very classic Jackson mistake.
You are still the dumbest fuck I have ever met.
Jackson is flung into the glowing green core of Mickey. Mickey's like, that was a lot easier than I was expecting. Jackson is contained, captured. Oh, fuck. Come on now, just drop your boy. It's a misunderstanding. Whoops. Why? Come on, guys. Mickey's like, are you ready, boys?
Absolutely. I'm excited.
I've never been more ready than anything in my life.
I've already died once. It's fine.
Are your friends gone? Are they free? Oh, you know what? Hang on. I'll just check.
I'm omnipotent. Give a look.
He's like, yeah, they're going. Cool. They should be free.
Fantastic.
Where's oh, hang on. Joel's original body?
I wanna...
No, Joel's original body. You look down. It's lying there.
We didn't put New Ape Joel's body on a ship. New Ape Joel.
He's still at the control panel. Yeah.
Ready to die like a hero, champ?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wait. I've never been more excited in my life.
You can't die currently.
Yeah, that's right. I'm so immortal.
So good. Immortality's a curse, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so stoked to die with
I'm
you.
I'm so sick. I've been alive so long.
You have.
Fuck
Mickey
yeah.
draws up New Ape Joel in his neonite body, and maybe his old body, like, kills the neonite version so that old New Ape Joel is in his swine man body, and he brings it into the center of
Wait.
You two.
Mickey, can you just do one last thing for me?
Yeah, of course.
Can you turn the swine man into an ape?
You see the green vapor that is Mickey enter into the swine man's ears, go up his butthole or any hole he can find, and then kind of like peeling off a skin, an outer layer, New Ape Joel peels it off until he is just an ape. A beautiful little, same size as a swine man.
New Ape Joel, you're finally... Your purest being.
I am. I'm ready to die. He puts his hand in your hand and his hand in your hand also.
We've had such a long time together, boys. We've been alive for a millennia.
It's time. I look forward to going to New Zealand in the sky. And maybe we'll see our black teenage daughter again.
You don't feel it. There's no grand explosion. There's no... Big boom. There's no pain even. Just all of a sudden, you're standing at a bus stop as a bus leaves. And the cool, slightly rainy, slightly, you know, it's pleasant, but it's damp. New Zealand road. You can see in the distance the cottage. There's a light on inside. In fact, as you approach it, you can kind of smell the smell of freshly brewed tea. In the window, you can see Ems and your black daughter. They're sitting down for a meal. I guess in your hand, you have the hands of New Ape Joel. You two are human, but he's still a little ape. That was his true form. You walk your way up the path to the door. You knock. It's opened. And you're finally at peace. Thank you for playing Dinosaur Universe, the 2001 Space Simulator. And thank you for playing all three of the Dinosaur Trilogy series of games. I hope you enjoyed.
We did it, boys.
You finally died.
Finally dead.
The end.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land, ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand, been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.